Welcome to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
It's another new week, reading from the Message Translation, MSG. Health Scriptures. Isaiah 33:24. No one in Zion will say, I'm sick. Best of all, they will all live guilt-free. Isaiah 40:29-31. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me? He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's greater of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Jeremiah 17:14. God, pick up the pieces. Put me back together again. You are my praise. Jeremiah 30:17. Everyone who hurts you will be hurt. Your enemies will end up as slaves. Our plunderers will be plundered. Your looters will become loot. As for you, I will come with healing, curing the incurable, because they all gave up on you and dismissed you as hopeless. That good for nothing Zion. John 10:10. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life. More and better life than they ever dreamed of. John 6:63. The spirit can make life. Sheer muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. Every word I've spoken to you is a spirit word, and so it's life making. Proverbs 4:20-22. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live. Body and soul, they are bursting with health. World Scriptures. Joshua 1:5-8. I'm giving you every inch of the land you set your foot on. Just as I promised Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, east of the great river, the Euphrates River, all the Hittite country, and then west to the great sea. It's all yours. All your life, no one will be able to hold out against you. In the same way I was with Moses, I will be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. And don't, for a minute, let this book of the Revelation be out of your mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night. Make sure you practice everything written in it. Then you will get where you are going, and then you will succeed. 1 Kings 2:3. Walk in the paths he shows you. Follow the life map. Absolutely. Keep an eye out for the signposts. His course for life set out in the Revelation to Moses. Then you will get on well in whatever you do and wherever you go. 1 Chronicles 22:13. That's what will make you successful, following the directions and doing the things that God commanded Moses for Israel. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Blessed are you, God of Israel, our Father from of old and forever. To you, O God, belong the greatness and the might, the glory and the victory, the majesty, the splendor, yes, everything in heaven, everything on earth. The kingdom are all yours. You raised yourself high over all. Riches and glory come from you, You are ruler over all. Hebrews 11 verse 6. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. James 1:17-18. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. Psalm 107:37. They sowed the fields, they planted vineyards, they reaped a bountiful harvest. He blessed them, and they prospered greatly. The herds of cattle never decreased. Well-being order. Romans 8:1-2. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ's being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of death and sin. Romans 8:11. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he will do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does, as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ. Psalms 89:22-23. No enemy will get the best of him. No scoundrel will do him in. I will weed out all who oppose him. I will clean out all who hate him. I'm with him for good, and I will love him forever. I've set him on high. He's riding high. Psalm 37:4. Get insurance with God and do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God and get in on the best. Habakkuk 3:17-19. Though the cherry trees don't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm eaten and the wheat fields stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns empty, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior, God. Counting on God's rule to prevail, I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer and I feel king of the mountain.
Thank you for your time today. See you again tomorrow. Whatever your scriptures for today. God bless you.